Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Okay, period. And welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We have got an exciting show for you tonight. Tonight's show is actually a part two of last week's show. Tonight, we're not going to have any officials, any referees to separate the people when they start fighting on the air. So, but we do respect all comments, and I'm just joking about that part. We do respect all comments, personalities, differences, and indifferences. And, of course, the information that we're presenting over the airwaves, whether it's any of my shows, Thursday night shows, Friday night shows, or Saturday shows, it's basically, it's not for legal information, not psychological information. It's just for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. We do not necessarily endorse any of the participants, whether that's my co-hosts or other callers or featured guests. People are basically giving their opinions, and that's what we're certainly looking forward to. And you, of course, as a listener as well, you're entitled to your opinions. We're not here to discuss politics and issues of necessarily religion or religiosity. We have spiritual shows on Friday nights and Saturdays. And even during those times, we don't debate those issues. We just kind of like have a forum for discussion for educational and informational purposes as well. We try to learn from each other. And I want to do a little extra housekeeping tonight. I want to go and say that I have my weekly subscriptions out. I want to thank all of you all that participated that are subscribers. All of our subscribers, as I mentioned to you all before, a percentage of your subscription goes back into the community. It goes back into the community, and this year, because of you all, we were able to give away 15 vouchers. I collaborated with Divine Empowerment Ministries under the pastorship of Pastor Sophia Howard. We united again this year, and we were able to give away 15 vouchers to families in need in the underserved communities. 2 years ago, I collaborated with her organization as well and another ministry, and we gave away over 50 turkeys. We're looking forward to upcoming things and events Christmas time and throughout the year. So I want you all to know, and I just have to say this here quickly, that your subscription dollars, it's only $2.50 a week. $2.50 a week. You get a brand new story every week. You get my food for thought. If you had to talk to me one-on-one, it's a very expensive. And this is my method of giving back to the community. And I've heard someone recently say, because of reading the articles in my publications, weekly stories, it has given them insight into what to look in terms of a relationship and what not to look for, well, what to look for and know what they want versus what they do not want in a relationship. So there's a lot of information out there, and I'm going to ask that you, if you subscribe, or when you subscribe, is actually helping also in the communities. All right, we've got a lot to cover tonight. This is part two. I don't want to spend a lot of time on the air, but I'm going to go ahead and find out if my co-host is on tonight. I see a lot of different numbers. Ms. Cross, are you there? All right, we're going to be waiting for Ms. Cross to come into the studio. I have two co-hosts for tonight's broadcast, and I don't see either one of them in the queue for this evening. All right, we're going to ask all of our callers to stand by. Let me go ahead and bring in my featured guest for the evening and let her do her commercial. This is she's backed by popular demand. She's the author of Dying to Wake Up. She's the author of Dying to Wake Up. And I want to go ahead and welcome my former co-host, Coach Audrey B., to the show tonight. Coach Audrey B., are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Dr. Walker?
I can hear you very loud and clear. You're coming in quite well. Thank you so much. Why don't you give our listening audience a little bit about yourself and tell them a little bit about yourself, that is, and so they can hear who you are. Okay.
Okay, and I do apologize for any little bit of noise. I know the studio is sensitive. I'm in the car. I am the author of Dying to Wake Up, the novel, and it is, I'm a licensed professional life, certified life coach, I should say, and I also have many hats that I wear, but one of the things I do is I love inspiring others to be their best self, to achieve greatness, as Dr. Walker does as well. And I have a new book that has been released, and it is selling, and I am having a special offer on this novel. It's my first novel. It's called Dying to Wake Up, the Novel, and it is a book about love, life, resilience, and romance. And for just $12, because I'm being gracious during this holiday season, you can get it and have free shipping until the end of December. You just go to firstloveu.org, and that's FIRST, love, and the letter U.org.
Okay, Coach Audrey B., that's awesome. I thank you for that. Coach Audrey B., let me start here and say that my co-host will be joining me a little later this evening, but nevertheless, she will be online. She's having some technical difficulties right now getting through, so
okay.
She just sent me a message. So, Coach Audrey B., let me ask you this question. Last week, you may remember our title, How Do You Know When You're No Longer in Love with Your Ex? And that's kind of a
yes.
deep thing because a lot of times, and we're going to read the story in a moment from last week, a lot of times people are tipping out with their current situation, their relationships, and going and having a fling or so with their ex. Well, that clearly means they're not done with their ex. In your opinion, how do you know when a person is done with their ex?
Well, one of the things I always look at is the emotions. Because even though we grow into love, the emotions tell you when you're still in love. And so if you find yourself being bothered by the thought of that person with someone else, a little bit of jealousy perhaps, or even if you're still angry with them and every time people turn around, you're talking about how what they did to you. You are not over them and you may still be in love with them.
That's some serious stuff because I hear people, I mean, sometimes I would want to put plugs in my ear from hearing people's stories 10 and 12 years ago, even 5 years ago. I mean, it's like, I can't believe that he went and married somebody else. I can't believe she went and had a baby from somebody else. I mean, it's like, I mean, that was how many years ago? That was 18 years ago, but still. And I'm saying, you know what? Being your price just went up, okay? Just went up. let me try to be good tonight on tonight's show. You all had me fired up from last week because the women that came on last week, and I see the lines are already lit up tonight. They are ready. Let me just go ahead and read the story. All right, how do you know when you are no longer in love with your ex? Our characters, Fred, Gina, and Henrietta. Now, here it is. Fred has been dating Gina for just over 4 months. Now, prior to dating Gina, Fred had recently broken up with Henrietta. Okay, that's his ex now, a woman whom he dated for more than 3 years. Now, it was 2 months after that breakup, just 2 months after they broke up, he started communications with Gina, and their relationship, you know, evolved. Now, Fred, of course, he told Gina about his past relationship with Henrietta, but he assured her that it was completely done and he was no longer in love with her. Now, for some reason, Gina, she's doubtful. Just as most women, you got that intuition. She's doubtful about Fred being over his ex because here's the reason why. He spends a great deal of time still talking about her, just as you said, Ms. Blake. Every time he's out with Gina, he's talking, or either he's on the phone with her, he's talking about Henrietta, his ex. Now, this has gotten to the point that Gina has become frustrated. Despite her love for him, she feels that Fred should be honest with himself and try to make amends with Henrietta. She's like, hey, go back to her, you know, because that's his lost love, his lost but true love. Now, it's not that easy because Henrietta has actually, she actually dumped Fred for another guy that she was working secretly on the job with behind Fred's back. Now, Fred is aware of this, and he felt that it was not worth it to try and compete for her love. This has not changed the fact that Fred is hurting from the loss of that breakup. Now, Gina has recently told Fred that he may be in denial. She told him this and may have jumped into a relationship with her too soon, which is now conflicting to her. Now, Fred, of course, denies this and, you know, this issue, and he tries desperately. He's trying to convince her otherwise. Gina insists that if he were no longer in love with Henrietta, then she feels that he would be more inclined to act in a certain way, which may include but not limit the following. Now, here's 10 things that she's saying, and I want you all to take stock of this. She says he would not constantly talk about her in nearly every conversation. He would not be thinking of her on a routine basis each and every day. He would go places where the two of them had gone previously without it bothering him. She said he could actually be okay with seeing her holding hands with someone else without having feelings of envy or jealousy. Now, that's a big one, you know, when you're still in love with somebody. And, you know, and I've heard tell of people say, you know, if it's not bothering you when they're with somebody else. Now, she also told him he could likely hear certain songs, you know, that some, you know, sometimes you have a song with a person. He could hear certain songs that they may have played together, and the music does not distract him, does not cause him to be in a daydream somewhere. He would no longer have the butterflies in his stomach that makes him nervous or excited every time he mentions her name. He would be okay with other people talking about her or calling her name without it actually causing him emotional distress. He would be in a position to enjoy the person whom he was with, like Gina in this case, and embrace a new challenge for the potential relationship with her. He would have learned from his loss and take the positive role behind his loss or gain because she left him for another guy. Use that as your motivation. He would embrace the road ahead as a new chapter in his undiscovered life to be enjoyed by getting to know himself. Now, Gina concluded that if Fred could do those things, then she may be convinced that he is no longer in love with his ex, Henrietta. Now, Coach Audrey B., and I'm going to bring my other co-host in just a moment. Monica is joining us as well. Coach Audrey B., I mean, last week it was typing, you know, with this story. Just from hearing the story, would you say that Fred is over her, even though he told Gina he's over Henrietta, his ex? Is he in denial?
Oh, absolutely. He's not being honest with himself. And a lot of people do that to themselves. They're not honest with themselves. He's not over her.
Okay. He's not over her. Okay. Let me bring my other calls in. Monica, thank you for joining us this evening. It's so good to have you. Welcome to the broadcast this evening.
Thank you, Dr. Walker. A pleasure to be on with the team and our listeners.
Okay, awesome. Let me ask you this question. If you were in Gina's place, you know, and you've been dating this guy who jumped into a relationship with you after 3 years being in a relationship with somebody else, but 2 months later he jumps in a relationship with you. Now, and all he talks about, every time you all going out to dinner, all the conversation is about his ex. Would you just have compassion for him to listen and almost serve as his therapist so that he can hopefully talk it out, even if it takes 18 years, you know, but you have the patience to wait for him?
Did you say 18 years? That's a mighty long time.
Yeah, but he might be worth it, Monica. He might be worth it, this guy. You know what I'm saying?
And then he's talking about an ex so much.
Yeah.
Not
kosher right here, because that means he has not gotten over her. He has not gotten over her. And that means, I mean, then I have to be questioning who his love too, because there must be something about this girl that is so special and dynamic that he keeps talking about. No, he needs counseling.
But Monica, aren't all women special and dynamic? Aren't all of you all special and dynamic?
Yes, but when we are I'm not going to say dumped, when we are forsaken, we weren't the dynamic for you is gone. So just leave me alone.
You know what? We got a new word tonight, because last week, all the women on the show, none of the women on the show say they had ever been dumped. And, you know, we brought a couple of guys on last week that said that but they say they have been hurt, but they've never been dumped. And now you come up with a new word tonight, that forsaken. We got to get to that. Monica, we're going to ask you to stand by just a second. Let's go to the phone line.
I just really quickly want to add to the ladies last week that said they weren't dumped. I really wanted to add this. I know I've never been dumped. I've been.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by and hold that comment, because now we got a new word, forsaken. All right. Let's go to 786-489. Oh, we got a good one, a live one for you tonight. Let's go to 786-489. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
Good evening, Dr. Walker. This is Stephen.
Stephen, thank you for joining us. Stephen, I don't know if you heard our story, and I believe you may have been with us last week. You know, when all the women were saying that they had never been dumped, they've been hurt. Now we got a new word today that my co-host presented, and she said they may have been forsaken. I mean, help me understand this language.
That's a new one on me, forsaken. You know, last week, you know, people said they hadn't been dumped, but yet they've been hurt. I was trying to understand the difference between the two. If you've been hurt, you've been dumped. It's just a way he went about doing it. You know, person way it went about doing it, because some men get dumped, you know.
Of course.
And are hurt. You know, it's the same similar thing. It's just a matter sometimes if you're in the relationship, if you're really in the relationship, are you been dating? You know, between dating somebody for 6-7 months and being let go or dumped, or you've been committed to somebody for a year or so and then they break up with you, you've been hurt or dumped. Both of them are hurtful or bad feelings. You know, neither one of them feels good. It's just a matter of reputation or how other people perceive it. Because they perceive dump as being something that's a little more unrespectable, or you ain't going to get no props, or less respected when you say dump. If you say hurt, oh, poor baby, you've been hurt. Okay, let me hold you and shake your hand and give you a hug so you'll feel better and stuff like that. But the bottom line, you all ain't together and you've been dismissed.
Now there's another word, dismissed. Okay, so I need to write some of these words down. We got dismissed, you've been hurt, and you've been, and also, what did, Monica,
forsaken. Let
me bring you back, forsaken, we got forsaken.
Forsaken.
Oh, my goodness, that sounds biblical. Oh, wow. Okay, we're going to ask all of you all to stand by. We got a lot to cover tonight. Let's go to the phone lines once again. If you want to speak to the issue, press 1. We see a number of you all. We're going to ask you to confine your comments to 15 seconds or less. We're going to try to give as many people as possible an opportunity. If you want to speak to the issue, press 1. How do you know you're no longer in love with your ex? It sounds clearly that that this guy is still in love with his ex. Let's go to the phone lines once again. Let's go to 305-773. Looks like Miami. 305-773. We only call out the first 6 numbers. Are you there? Is the caller there? All right, perhaps we'll come back. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, who do we have with us, and welcome?
This is Ann.
Ann, thank you for joining us. Ann, let me begin by asking this question. And you can ask for a pass if you'd like to. That probably will be a new word tonight. Have you ever been dumped, Ann?
Well, unlike the ladies that called in last week, yes, I have. I have been dumped.
Okay.
I can think of some pretty names to call it, but, you know, yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. So let me ask you, if you were in Gina's situation and here you got Fred, who's actually still talking about his ex all the time, I mean, would you wait it out? Because if Fred's a real good man, would it be worth the wait until he gets talked this through? We got some noise coming from your background, Ann.
Okay, I'm driving. Sorry.
Okay, all right, go ahead. Just tell us. Would you say that it might be worth the wait if you had to wait and hopefully, you know, 2 or 3 years down the road he's no longer talking about her? Could you wait it out, Ann, if he's a good guy?
You know, I don't know. I think it would depend on what place I was at. It may depend on a lot of different things, you know. I can't
right. We're
just
ask
say
you,
a flat out
right.
yes
but
or
there's a possibility.
Out.
Yeah, yes. And we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to phone lines once again. Let's go to 912-704. Welcome to the Dr. Jess Walker Show. Who do we have on the air?
Chantrell,
thank you for joining us this evening. Chantrell, how do you know when you're over your ex? In this case, Fred is obviously not over her. But if you were dating Fred, who just came out of a relationship, would you wait until he gets over it? And maybe, you know, it might be worth the wait?
No, I would not wait on Fred. Only because Fred has a soul tie with his ex still. That means he still
uh-huh.
craves her. He still needs her. And Gina can't come close to who she was. So in order for Gina to move forward with Fred or for me to move forward with someone like Fred, I would have to let Fred go so he can actually heal from her and get closure, because that's what Fred needs is closure.
All right, but Chantrell, there are oftentimes that women believe that they can change and fix. I'm going to use the word fix a man. And so you don't think it's possible that, I mean, Gina clearly, obviously, is not one of those women because she sees that he's still in love with her and she thinks that he should make amends with her. But what if you see the potential? I mean, Chantrell, really, if you saw real potential in this man, it's like, this is a nice-looking guy. He's smart. He's intelligent. He's got it going on. He just needs a little fixing. Chantrell, come on now. And you haven't had a man like that in a while, and you run across this man. Chantrell, you wouldn't wait it out at all?
No, only because I know how it is to be in love with someone who I can't have. And I know that I know that feeling. And I know it doesn't matter how many men come into your life, you can't love someone else the way you love the person that you're in love with. So in order for him to heal, he has to heal alone. He has to let Gina go, and Gina has to let him go. They have to separate. He needs to have time to heal. Sometimes that being in love with someone else, that can last decades. But either way, you got to heal. It don't matter if he's
right.
the best guy in the whole world. If he's still in love with Gina, he has to heal from her. He's never going to love – I mean, if he's still in love with Henrietta, he's never going to love Gina fully.
Right, right.
So
that,
it's best
that is
for
so
Gina to let go.
Right. Chantrell, we're going to ask you to stand by, hold on, and I want to come back to you and ask you a question. You say you know what it's like to be in love with somebody that you can't have, but we're going to ask you to stand by. And we're going to actually respond to that. Coach Audrey, and then we're going to go to South Florida again. 305-733? Momentarily. All right, let me go to Coach Audrey B first. Coach Audrey, I mean, Chantrell has brought up something that, you know, even if the man is worth it, or the woman in that case is worth it, then, I mean, you don't wait it out? Why can't you wait it out and let them talk it through? And just maybe he might be the best thing that could have ever happened to you. Coach Audrey V, you might have us on mute. All right, let me go to one of our other callers. Stephen, let me bring you back in just for a second and get your thoughts on that. Stephen, what do you think?
this is crazy. you can't, you know, if you've been deeply in love with a person, you can't turn around and you ain't going to be able to get involved because there's too much emotions. Emotions are really what the key things are, how you feel about a person. I've seen people say, oh, I love you, I want you, I want to be with you, but they have no emotions, and that gives them even way to go to someone else because there's no feeling. There's not no feelings involved, and you want to be in love with a person and have some emotion. Emotion makes the world go round and also can make it kind of crazy. So, you know, it's just one of those things that you got to really be focused mentally, spiritually, and, you know, you need time. It might be years, 5 years, 8 years, and you need to work and pray and strive to want to be and find someone else. You know, you may not want to get rid of that feeling for that person, and like the lady said, you might not, you know, it might not never happen. Never happen. So you need to be unplugged with your feelings and pray and strive to find someone else, because you can be hung up in that for years, and a lot of people get married and still be in love with someone else. You know, they never got over it. And that takes time, prayer, and looking and wanting to find someone else. But there is someone else.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by, Stephen. Let's go to North Carolina. We're going to go to 919-272. Welcome to the Dr. Jeswalk Show. Who do we have with us? And good evening.
Yes, good evening. This is Christy. Yes.
Christy, thank you for joining us. Go ahead, Christy.
Oh, okay. And even just like the man just said, you know, it's not fair to anyone, to me, to hook up with someone when you know that you have feelings for somebody else, okay? But people do it all the time. They do it a lot of times out of just because they don't want to be alone, okay? They got broke up with a person, say they just broke up with them maybe a month or two ago, and right away, within a month or a couple of weeks, they're in a new relationship. And it depends on how long they were in that previous relationship, and they go in it for the wrong reasons, okay?
Right.
So all of us, you have to guard the avenues of your heart, because people will go in it for just to use you to get whatever they can from you, especially if they see
right.
that you're a person that, you know, maybe, it, for instance, have good credit. And they want to hook up with a person because their credit is bad. They want to hook up a person that got some decent credit, okay, and get
right.
in it for the wrong reason. But later on in life, everything comes out. What's done in the dark truly, truly comes to light. So all I can say is we all have to guard the avenues of our heart. And, yes, we all have been, in a sense, as Jack said last week, yes, we all probably have been dumped. Maybe we just didn't want to face it, but we all been dumped and been hurt, whichever way you want to look at it, dumped, hurt, whatever. But as you get older, you should become wiser and more observant as to a person. And sometimes, hey, you just be hoping that things will get better, and sometimes they will not. So eventually you realize that, and you say, you know what, enough is enough, and I got to just let go, and that's it.
Wow, wow. Well, you know, I've been doing therapy sessions for 100 years, it seems, but I know a situation where people are married and they're still desperately and madly in love with their ex, and that can last a lifetime. That can last a lifetime. And, you know, you can have married, you can be married and have family and children, and your ex has now moved on and married and have 15 children, and for some reason you can still be in love with that person. It's just like, you know, somebody once told me, I've heard so many stories, you can't help who you love. Let me bring Ann in. Christy, we're going to ask you to stand by because I want to hear from you. And Cynthia, we're going to come back to you and ask you what that feeling is
like.
Well,
I'm not going to be able to be on that long. Yeah.
Okay. Chrissy, I just want to ask you one more question, but before we get to you, let me go back to Ann. Ann, I got to bring you in and ask, that feeling of love, sometimes true love can never die. And so here it is that Fred may be, I mean, should Gina take a chance? You said earlier that you didn't know if that was you. You didn't know. So it sounds like there is a window of possibility, a window of hope, that you might hang in there in anticipation that this man can give you that chance. And then 5 years later, he wakes up and tells you, I'm sorry, but I, you know, you wake up and he, you found a note on your pillow, on his pillow, where you thought he would be, and he's gone.
Right.
What?
Well, you know, usually when I'm presented with a yes or no question, I have a hard time answering it because there's so many scenarios.
Yes, there are. I understand.
You know, how can we just say a definite yes or a definite no? It depends on so many things.
Wow. But Ann, who's got time to analyze all of that stuff? You know, while he's sitting there, okay, why is he talking about his ex over dinner
mm-hmm.
with me? And then he might even ask you to pay for the, like Chrissy said, he might ask you to pay for the dinner. And we're going to ask you to stand by for a second. Chrissy, let me bring you back in, and then I'm going to go to Chantel. Chrissy, here we're talking to Ann. Ann has so many variables that, you know, I mean, can you imagine Chrissy sitting there and now, you know, this man is talking about it. He say, oh, by the way, can you cover the dinner tonight? I'll cover it the next time. When he took you to this most expensive restaurant. Chrissy?
So that's just being a user. If he took you to this expensive restaurant, he knew all along that he didn't have the money. But if
uh-huh.
he felt that, oh, well, it doesn't matter, I could still go there because I know she got it, okay?
Right. Right.
So that's just being a user. That's it.
But Chrissy, is it possible that, you know, his intent is good, and it's just that he's assured you, he said, listen, you talk about credit. We got to guard our heart and stuff like that. But the fact of the matter is, if this man, I mean, has potential, do you want, and that's one of our upcoming shows, do you want to get involved with somebody who has potential? Chrissy, if he has potential, do you want to get involved with him?
Well, you know what? That's a question that I guess you got to see a whole, quite a bit of, and really feel by his actions already and how he's treated you before to really know that he has potential. But, hey, it might just be a show or whatever. It depends on, I think, on some factors of how long you've been dating. Has he been paying for the meals the majority of the time? And, you know, it's a lot of factors that you do have to consider. But if the majority of the time, if the woman has been the one paying, then, hey, that's just a user. That's it.
Right.
That's what,
well, you know, I view relationships as a science. It's just like medicine, law. These are inexact sciences. They are practices. And, you know, it's unfortunate to say that, but because you don't really ever know a person until you, even when you live with them, you still don't get to really know them. Because people are evolving and developing, and you thought that you knew this person for years, and come to find out, certain things trigger, and you still don't know them. That's interesting. All right, Chrissy, thank you for coming. Is Coach Audrey B there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. We called you earlier, but I don't know what happened.
I'm sorry. I had to click over. I apologize. this book is selling. I'm so sorry. but I'm back, and I was listening in for a while now. So can I share? This is an excellent topic because, you know, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Finish your thought, Coach Arthur B.
I've dated a lot, so that's why I can write these books on relationships and dating, and probably been in all the situations. But as far as that gentleman, because I've had that situation where someone clearly was still in love with their ex, you have to let them go. Because I don't care how good a man they are, because they're not over them. And all it takes is for that ex to turn around and show up one time, and he's going to drop you like a hot potato.
That's it, like a hot potato.
You know, that's my
thought. Go ahead, Audrey. Yeah, and you're so right. You're so right. On the other hand, what? Go ahead.
I call this Confessions of a Life Coach.
Confessions of a Life Coach, okay.
I'm probably still in love with my ex and always will be.
Wow.
But this is the caveat, okay, because he was my high school sweetheart. We got married, divorced. We had three beautiful children. He is now deceased. And so you talk about that true love never dying. But does that mean that no other man can measure up? No, it does not mean that. But if you go deep down into it, those feelings will never go away.
All right. Coach Audrey B., you've heard it. Confessions of a Life Coach. She's still in love with
a life coach.
Yeah. You know,
a lot
true
of,
love
got a lot
is
of
a deep, deep, deep.
She got a lot of experience.
Go ahead, Stephen.
She got a lot of experience, man. She said she's been in a lot of relationships. She knows. She knows what she's talking about. She knows what she's talking about.
You got to
get that book.
Yes, I know,
but
right?
But I also know how to drop the ones that I can't get over their ex because I'm not going to be the counterfeit or the representative.
Uh-huh. You know what? One of the things, and I want you to speak to that when we come back, Coach Archer, be a counterfeit or representative. And one of the things that I think is important that she said a number of things, of course, that if that man is still in love with his ex, it doesn't take anything but that ex to just smile. And he will drop that woman, like, or a woman perhaps can drop a man, but especially men are capable of doing that. Because if he doesn't lose love for that woman, it doesn't matter what she's done out there. He wants that woman. Here's a confession of a doctor here. Here's my confession. Listen, I know what that's like because I have been there. Everybody, this is like confession night. I have been there with, oh my goodness, matters of the heart, where my goodness, there was no other woman on the planet that I felt was like that woman. And it's like, I mean, it's like, here it is years later, and, you know, I got to be careful what I say, you know, so I don't get hurt out here. But the fact of the matter is, that love, when you find that true love and you discover what really love is, that love can, you know, you can take that with you to the grave. That when you love somebody like that, wow, that is deep. So I know what she's talking about.
Well,
I
got to
go to the
very
phone
quickly.
Line.
Okay.
Yes. No, go
very
ahead.
Very quickly. I know that situation. It was a pastor, not Adventist, y'all, but a pastor that I was seeing. And, you know, it was clear he was still in love with his ex. And we would go to Bible studies at his little Bible study. And one day he was like, well, you know, my ex might be coming, so don't hang around after studies. That was the end of that. I was like, oh, we're done. We are so
good.
Listen, that's a powerful – listen, true love, they say that love is the strongest force in the universe, and I believe that. We're going to ask you all to stand by. I got a number of comments that have come in. I want to get back to Chantel in a minute, but let me go to the phone line, 754-217. Welcome to the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Who do we have this evening, and welcome?
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Althea.
Althea, thank you for joining us. Althea, what's your take on all of this here?
Once I realize that someone is in love with their ex, I'm dropping the mic. It's not going to work at all. Once I realize that, I will walk away. I will not stand to be second best. I don't do that very well at all. I would not stand for it. I don't care how attractive he is, how intelligent he is, and all of that. Once someone is in love with someone else, you don't have a chance. It will mess up the whole relationship. You'll be compared to the person. You may even have to look like the person, dress like the person. Or if you do something, the man may even call you by the person's name by mistake. No. No. Once someone is in love with someone else, you need to walk away.
Well, a lady told me once, thank you for sharing that. Lady told me once, she said she was intimate with this guy, and she ended up calling him the guy who she's really in love with. And he said, okay, that's okay. You can call me whatever you want to. I'll enjoy it for the next man. I just thought that was the craziest thing. you know, wow. So I'm like, he just wanted a woman. Cynthia, let me bring you back in, and we're going to have you stand by out there and the rest of you all. We got a number of comments, and they're threatening me over here. Chantrell, you said to us that you know what that feels like, that you've been there before,
yes.
You know, and
yes.
You want to tell us about that?
I've been there before. I've been there. I was in love with this guy since my first love, I was 18. Him and I had this ongoing, on and off relationship, I would say, for 20 years. And I ended up doing one of the breaks. I got married to someone else. And throughout the marriage, that's why Christy said some people get married, being in love with someone else. Through the marriage, you know, the marriage went rocky. It went rocky real fast. But deep down inside, truth be told, I was still in love with my ex. So I knew I had to end the marriage to come back, to go back to where my heart was. When I went back
wow.
to my heart,
uh-huh.
I realized my heart really did not want me the way I wanted him. He wanted
okay.
me, just not the way I wanted him. You know, and in my opinion, sometimes, and I know some of you ladies may not agree with me on this, but I feel like sometimes when you have the love tie like that, you have to go back to it because your heart isn't going to be settled if you don't. You got to go back to it because when you go and
wow.
face it and y'all start this thing over again, you will know if it's for you or if it's not for you. And I knew then we was on the two separate pages that he really didn't want me the way I wanted him.
Wow. Chantel, that is deep. So how did you manage after you realized he didn't want you the way that you wanted him? Would you say today, I don't know how long it's been, but would you say today you're still, not just the fact that you love him, but would you say, yes, I am, you know, unequivocally in love, still in love with my ex? Could you say that?
Still love him dearly. I'm still in love with him. But I know that's nothing can happen there. Nothing can
wow.
happen. It's a dead deal.
You wow.
never, I'm never going to
wow.
get over him. I don't know how, you know, people say, you know, pray. I'm a Christian, so I pray to God. I prayed for this man to come back to me, and God allowed him to come back to me. But God allowed him to come back to me to show me this is not who is for you.
Right. But you know what, Chantrell, I can understand and even relate to that because, I mean, it's like when you love someone, and it's been said that love is the strongest force in the universe. Sometimes people can't understand that, even the person that may be your ex. They can't understand that dire love that you still have for them, and they may just simply say to you, well, pray about it. You can get, you know, prayer changes things. You will be able to get over that. But when it comes to love of your heart, it was something about that person, unlike anything you've ever experienced, that makes it really difficult, even when you're praying. You know, so I'm not here to say that prayer doesn't work for everybody. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that there's something intrinsically that happens to you that you love that person. And, Chantel, I can certainly understand that. Let me go to phone lines just for a second here. If you want to speak to this issue, press 1. We've got a number of comments. I got to get to some of these comments, you all. Let me at least start out. And, Stephen, let's give you the first comment. This male writes in, he says, for me, I think the easiest way to get over your ex is to start dating someone else right away, like Fred did. Stephen, I mean, I think that's kind of crazy. You know, no disrespect to the person that sent in the comment, but he says start dating somebody else right away. Stephen, how dangerous, if at all, is that?
Well, you don't want to do that unless you are very upfront with this person and saying, I'm on the rebound. I'm just trying to get
wow.
over it, and I need your, you know, I want to develop some friendship with you, and I need somebody to talk to help me get over it. And that's being respectful, so let that young lady know that, okay, he's on the rebound. He might care for me as a friend, but he ain't interested in getting in nothing because I don't want to deal with somebody on the rebound because he's not going to do nothing but hurt me. So But in some cases, for some people, seeing somebody else or dating somebody else might would help them, but they don't understand in real life, they ain't necessarily get them over them.
But that only becomes a boy toy or a girl toy, and it's almost like what Christy says, you're using somebody for your own benefit.
Yeah, you'll be using somebody. Now, if you tell them the truth, it's not a use.
Yeah.
If you don't tell them the truth about what's going on, then, yeah, you are using them and taking advantage. And suppose that young lady or whatever person, you know, falls in love with you, then they're going to leave you for dry. They're going to dump you or let you go, whatever term you want to use.
Okay. All right, Steve, we're going to ask you to stand by. Monica, let's bring you back in. We've got so many callers tonight, you all. Let me bring Monica back in. Monica, this female, she says, I think the best way to know that you are no longer in love with your ex is when you are not feeling like you are missing them like you once did when you were clearly together. Monica, how true is that in your opinion? You're not missing them.
Very true. Very true. Hey, you need to get over this thing because your heart needs to be comforted and healed. Nobody wants to walk around with an uncomforted and a broken heart. Yes, forget about it and soar as an eagle.
And soar as an eagle. Althea, let's bring you
yes.
in just for a second and ask you that question. I mean, people talk about getting over it. I mean, I don't think a lot of us understand, and I mean, if you all have ever dealt with addictions, like I've had to deal with addictions some of my clients, and addictions are real. And we're not just talking about alcoholic addictions. We're not just talking about drug addictions. You can have addiction to a person. It's called like an attachment hunger for a person. That it seems like that's the only person for you. And some of you all may refer to that as a soulmate. But you can also have addiction to certain foods and sugars and sweets. And scientifically, perhaps, and psychologically, it may be that some of these things are subliminally designed to be that way. Like they talk about caffeine and so forth and like that with cigarettes. You know, it's not just easy to overcome that. Well, what would make people think that relationships are any different? Althea, what would make them think that relationships are any different? Because you can be addicted to a person.
But I agree with that statement. You could be addicted. And in that case, you need to get detoxed right away. You need to find a way to let that out of your system and walk away from it, especially if you know that it's not working, it's toxic, you need not be involved with that person. Even if you're in love with the person, once you know that it's not a good situation, you need to be able to walk away from it. You need to love yourself first. Know what's not good for you and walk away from it. Even if you're going to cry all by yourself and
yes.
hug your pillow,
right.
let it go.
Right.
It's not good.
Okay. Sometimes, I mean,
that's
still, yes. Coach, go ahead.
It's right on time with my book. I talk about that in the novel. There's a storyline just like that about that love addiction, and she is faced with the temptation to go back.
So,
and that was great advice she just gave. Great advice.
Right. Okay. Excellent. But you know what? We talk about addictions, and you know, perhaps it might serve some of us to read up on addictions, because you know, when you got an addiction to a person, it can be very difficult because everybody else starts to measure up. You start to measure everybody else up to that person, and it's something about the chemistry of that individual that you obviously have not found in anybody else. Centrelle, let's give you this comment that's come in, and Coach Aldridge B, we're going to give you the comment after that. This female, she says, I think you're no longer in love with your ex when you no longer desire to be with him or her intimately as a thing of the past. I don't know if that's even true. Centrelle, let's bring you in. When you no longer desire to be with them intimately, I mean, that can – you know what? I have to go back with something that Ann said earlier, and she said there are a number of variables. Well, there are. Every response is a matter of it depends, and that's what makes relationships an inexact science, because it depends. You know, so, Chantrell, let me bring you in, and what do you think? when you no longer desire to be intimate with the person.
I agree. I agree 100%. When you are 100% disconnected from a person and you don't want them, you are not, you don't have no desire for anything from them. You can see them with another person. You know, you no longer connected with that person sexually, emotional, or physically. You could just see them being with someone
right.
else because your heart isn't with them. You don't want them.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Do you want to date somebody you don't want? No.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see nothing.
Or they
with
don't
them,
want.
So
that does not want you as well. Wow. Yeah. You know, as Coach Audrey B is saying, and my book even speaks on that issue. My book is called After the Passion, Now What? You will definitely want to check that out as well. And having said that, we are announcing that Chantrell is our winner, our contest winner tonight. Someone will be in touch
all
with
right.
you immediately after the show. Yeah, Chantrell is our winner tonight, and that entitles her to something special, and somebody will be in touch with you immediately following the show. Let me, we've got about 8 minutes in the air, threatening me still over here that we've got to get off the air. And this is part two. If you're just joining us, tonight's topic is how do you know you're no longer in love with your ex? How do you know you're no longer in love with your ex? That's a very deep subject. And sometimes we're discovering tonight that you can be in love with a person forever and people don't understand, you know, they just don't understand that you can still be in love with them and it's been years. They just don't understand that it can be a love addiction. Let's take the next one. Coach Arthur V, I believe we're going to give you that next one that comes in here. And the male, he writes in, he says, in reference to how do you know when you're no longer in love with your ex, I knew I was no longer in love with my ex when I saw her holding hands with someone else, and it did not bother me. In fact, I thanked him and encouraged him to be good to her. He looked shocked at me. Coach Arthur B., and Stephen, we're going to bring you in on that one as well. Why did he thank the guy? That sounds like something I would probably do, but, you know, I'm just saying. So, and that's not arrogant, you all. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I thought you were going to say he handed him a sympathy card. it's just a level of where he was, which was a great level of maturity, and that he had come to terms with things fully and was okay.
All right. Let's bring in Stephen. Let's bring you in. Stephen, what's your take on that? The guy looked shocked when the other guy said, thank you, man. You know, like as if that thank you is ambiguous because it could mean for taking this load off of my hand. What do you think, Stephen?
Well, I feel what the young lady just said, that plus he had came within himself to be a more mature person. Plus, he may have had some feelings or met somebody else that he's gotten over. He's in touch with his emotions. His emotions is what goes or comes with an individual person. So he's in check with his emotions. He's mature with it, and he's decided, hey, you know, I'm happy for the other man. You know, I'm happy for y'all. You know, I'm moving on. My feelings are moving on. I don't feel bad about what's going on, and something's going to come better in my life. And that's what I feel his attitude was. You know, something's going to come better in his life, or he might have seen somebody that missed his little bubble, and his emotions are through it. He still cares for her well-being, but his emotions have clearly left and gone further, and that's what you call maturing as a person when you can do that.
I believe that. And we're going to go to you now with this next comment. We're going to give the same comment to Ann and also to Althea. And we're going to go to you first with this next comment, and we're almost out of time here. And that comment comes in from this female. She says, I felt like I was over my ex or no longer in love with him after repeatedly telling him to go back to the woman who he cheated on with me. Wow, that's deep. It hurt me so bad that I knew I did not want that experience again in my life ever. Wow. And let's bring you in. The man cheated, and she told him to go back to the woman he cheated on with her. That don't mean that she was no longer in love with him. She just didn't want the experience. What are your thoughts on that? Quickly, please.
It sounds like she probably needs to just let him go. That's what I would say. That's what I would say.
Well, that's what she's saying. She's like, go back to the woman you cheated on with me. But the good point. And we're going to ask you to stand by after you. Let me bring you in here. I mean, no matter how much you're in love with somebody, she's saying, go back to the woman you cheated on with me. I mean, you just go, why you can't give them a second or third or fourth or fifth chance? I'm just asking.
No. No, because he cheated. And especially if he knew that at the beginning, when you start a relationship, there's certain things that I'm sure, you know, people discuss. And for me, one of my pet peeves is that you don't cheat on me, okay? So if you cross that line, which is to cheat, then there's no chances. And if he cheats once, he may cheat again. So I can't trust. He would have just messed up the whole caboodle. I would not want him around because I would not be able to trust him. Even if I wanted to, I would not trust him. So he needs to go. Go back.
So, Althea, you're telling me that no matter how deeply in love you are with someone, when you discover that they cheated, where's the forgiveness to come in to give them, you know, six, seven, eight chances? If they really realize, make you realize that I really love you, girl, like there's no, I love you more than the air that I breathe. You can't forgive them and just.
No, Dr. Walker, when I was about 17 years old, I was mature enough when I found out my high school boyfriend was cheating on me. I told him, bye. He sent his uncle to come and talk to me for me to change my mind. And I just could not do it. I could not do it because I just felt like that's the worst thing that could ever happen. That it shows that I'm not enough for you. Your eyes are somewhere else. You're attracted to someone else. Or you would not have done it. So, therefore, keep on moving. Keep on stepping. Have a good day.
But at 17, at 17, don't you think he's kind of young and he made a mistake? What about the
mistake? He was older than me.
People made? He was older. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, he was 19.
I do think he could have made a mistake, you know, at 17.
Right.
I do think if the love is that strong, then, you know, maybe it would be worth giving it a try.
And even if he cheated four or five more times, Ann, give it another try?
Well, now, if he cheated four or five more times, that's different.
But what if he decides to get therapy for it? If he decides to get therapy for it?
But you know,
oh my goodness!
I'm sorry. We're gonna ask you to stand by. Let's go to 305 South Florida 305-733. Who do we have on the air? And welcome. We're gonna take one more comment, but go ahead. Who do we have on the air? And welcome.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Fine, Stephanie. Thank you
me?
For joining us, Stephanie. Yes, we can hear you loud and clear, Stephanie. Thank you for joining us, Stephanie. I mean, we're talking about how you know you're no longer in love with your ex. And now it's kind of like if the man cheated when he was 17, shouldn't he deserve, like, you know, five or seven more chances? Because he has to mature and develop to that point where he can,
you
know, overcome that. Yeah, well, maybe four.
Did you say five to seven? Okay,
maybe
no.
Four more chances.
No, I'm sorry. My boyfriend dumped me right before prom, and I've never
before prom.
As a matter, yes, and I won't even talk to him to this day.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious.
Wow. Well.
So I don't know dump and cheated. They're both the same word. Okay. And it's about how you handle it. And I don't care if he was 17. I was 17. He was 18. The bottom line is he dumped me right before prom to let me know that his eyes were somewhere else. So guess what?
There you go.
See you later.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
That's true.
Wow.
There you go.
Amen. Stephanie, good for you. I'm so proud of you. Amen. I got one more comment. Let me try to squeeze this comment in right here. Stephanie, we're going to give you this comment. And the caller, male, he writes in, he says, How do you know when you're no longer in love with your ex? I really can't say for sure that I'm no longer in love with my ex because for some reason I keep thinking about her everywhere I go with someone else. Wow. Mm. It's as if she has a hold on me, and it's been 5 years, and I'm still experiencing that. Stephanie, what would you say to this guy? He can't let it go.
Well, if you can't let it go, then that's probably somebody that you want to be with. And I would say, you know, try to make it work. But if that is not someone that you want to be with and you're not thinking about that person, then move on. But I would say go for it if that's somebody that you want to be with.
Wow. Wow. That is so deep. Stephanie, we're going to thank you. We're clearly out of time. I want to go to my co-host right now. Monica, give me a final thought on your
Did
take.
I win?
And then,
I'm just asking.
You got to call in next week and be a certain number caller. But let me go to Monica. Monica, give me a final
Dr.
thought.
Walker,
yes.
Would you let her take my place?
Okay, sure. Let's go to Coach Audra B. Coach Audra B, give us your final thought.
Yes.
On if you're, how do you clearly know? And speak to the issue quickly on when people send their counterfeit or their representative. Tie that in.
Well, just make sure that you're honest with yourself. Look at your feelings, your emotions, because it's part of who you are. The heart will not lie to you. The mind may, but the heart won't. So keep that in mind. And make sure that you're not somebody else's counterfeit or representative replacement for somebody. As the gentleman said earlier tonight, you know, people won't always tell you straight up that they're on the rebound, but recognize it. Listen, most importantly, listen to what they say and pay attention to what they do. And most importantly, listen to what they don't say.
Mm-hmm. Coach Audrey, I got to ask you something about when you say matters of the heart, that the heart won't lie. Actually, the heart can be deceitful because it's almost as if when we get so emotionally involved, we're putting our heart in it. But I think that if we incorporate logic in the mindset of what makes sense, I think if we allow that to overrule the heart, the matter of the mind over the heart, then I think that that's what protects us. I want to hear your argument, your defense on that, if you don't
well,
mind.
That is great. The heart, when I mean the heart won't lie, is your feelings are your feelings. I'm big on that
right.
because of being a life coach and psychology and all that. So your feelings are real. But you're right. Your mind will guide you. And one of the things I tell people, follow your heart, but take your mind with you. And
let
I know that's deep, but that's a whole nother show.
Amen. That's a good
We're clearly out of time. Please join us back here tomorrow night. 7 o'clock for your one-hour inspirational program, when the topic will be you don't want to miss this one. Do it during a part two of it. It was so powerful last week, we got to do a part two. Do we often or ever need reminders to be Christ-like? And we got a number of scenarios coming at you all tomorrow night.
Ooh, yes.
Do we often or ever need reminders to be Christ-like? You don't want to miss tomorrow night's show at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Check the time in your Arizona. Listen, join us here tomorrow night for your one-hour inspiration program. And, of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, join us back here live next Thursday when we've got another hot topic. I say until tomorrow night or until next week to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Take your mind with you. Amen.
Awesome show. Awesome.
Yes.
Follow your heart, take your mind with you. Amen.
Yeah.